I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bob Fu, the president of China Aid, has received death threats and is currently being protected by U.S. law enforcement. Fu often speaks out against the Chinese Communist Party and its religious freedom violations. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
Bob has even been in the White House. He's had many members of the Senate, Congress, even mayors that are involved. He is well respected. And so what Bob says is taken with a lot of seriousness, and the Chinese government obviously doesn't like that.
What is clear is that someone wants Fu's voice silenced. But Musselman says Fu has survived persecution before and has fought for religious freedom in China for decades. Pray wisdom for Fu and his ministry, and pray for your brothers and sisters in China that God would grant grace and strength in the face of persecution. And if helping people in need was an easy task, everybody would do it. Some obstacles and circumstances take longer to overcome, requiring substantial time and resources. And that's a heavy investment that few are willing to make. World Concern's Kathy Herholt says their team helps people around the world climb out of extreme poverty and move toward something better.
It often starts as a humanitarian response with a crisis or a conflict or a disaster that brings us into a new community. We're able to meet those immediate needs, but then we're going to walk alongside them long-term as they transform their own lives and communities. Through that process, they are exposed to the love of Christ.
Look for this story at missionnews.org to connect with World Concern. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.